Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free
Talk Live. I'm sorry, what?
Free Talk Live.
There you go. Say it like you mean it. Gosh, I wonder what the name of this radio program is. If only three or four different people would say it while the intro music was playing to let people know.
Yeah.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about all sorts of stuff. You can comment on any of that or anything our callers have called about. Or you can change the subject entirely. It's up to you. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. We do have a call on hold. We'll get to that in just a moment. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And on March 16th of 2021, terrorists, calling themselves government agencies, conspired together and no-knock raided and did a whole bunch of damage, by the way, to these buildings. The Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We call them the Crypto Six. They were taken into custody. Four of them were released on some sort of bail conditions, but Ian Freeman and Nobody, that's a person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, both remain in cages. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund. There's links to various information. There's folks that put together a T-shirt. You know, these charges are not a joke. There's a lot of people who are very much in support of defending these people from these charges. It's going to take some serious legal effort and many experts to protect them from further aggression from the state, because this case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
Every day, like, something pops up into my head when I remember that the government broke into my house at 6 a.m. and woke me up and stole my boyfriend and my phone. And I think to myself, like, is this possible? This is a dream? And I'm like, no, it's not a dream.
Nope, that's the real world for you. And it's amazing. It was a war zone here the day of the raid. I cannot believe how much destruction they did. Not to, like, you know, when they raid, you kind of expect them to throw some boxes around and stuff to be all over the floor and whatnot. But no, they had to literally destroy the building. They took out multiple windows, like, not just break a couple of windows. They pulled the entire window from its frame.
Yep.
They used military equipment.
Two Bearcats armed with battering rams.
They flew in, like, military-style drones through the windows.
Which are very loud. They sound like chainsaws. They demanded that I go outside naked in 20-degree weather until Ian stood up for me.
I think they had less, you know, in the military, they are more reserved about, like, killing people and hurting people than these guys were.
These people were, they loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
were. It was crazy.
They were getting high.
56 FBI agents here.
Yeah. Statists get high off of their statist actions. They get a rush, right? Particularly when it comes to something like a no-knock raid, right? This was, they've been planning this for a while, and they were looking forward to it. They were, getting ready. Yeah, we're finally going to do it. We're going to bash in some doors and freak some people out, man. Get some of that action, right? So, please visit thecrypto6.com. We can talk more about that. We covered this bit before the top of the hour in the previous segment about this mom who is accused of killing her two kids with a meat cleaver. And we asked, you know, what you guys thought about that from sort of the libertarian or voluntarist perspective. I want to hear those answers.
It's bad.
I want to hear those answers. But first, we have a very important call holding. It's Bitcoin Gandhi calling. Bitcoin Gandhi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Namaste all. Hello. I believe it is now day 12 of my 24-day civil disobedience march.
Wait,
in protest of the attack on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, Bitcoin Gandhi. We appreciate it. The Crypto Six appreciate it. Free Talk Live appreciates it.
You're getting a lot of attention out there for the case, so thanks so much. It's awesome.
It's amazing. I can't believe you've been out there for 24 days.
12 days.
Oh, 12 days. I misheard you. Okay. That makes a lot more sense to me, because I'm like, how could it possibly be that long?
I wish to address the tomorrow, by the way, we are scheduled to visit Henniker Police Department at 1 p.m. To deliver them our request that they cease cooperation with the central government of the United States. And this will be the third department that we have delivered such a request to. I wish it could have been more than I think it will be as we move forward. But I did want to address another issue related to this, and that is one of the reasons why I am doing this, that we have not discussed much on Free Talk Live, and that is the importance of enforcing nonviolent discipline. Sergei Popovich and Ivan Yorovich, the men perhaps most responsible for stopping Slobodan Milosevic and saving millions from death in additional wars, believe that it is one of the three pillars of any movement. If you do not have it, you will fail. And I have been struggling with how do we enforce nonviolent discipline inside our movement. There is not a great deal of trouble in terms of actual violence being used, but there have been threats of a sort made. And unfortunately, one of the persons who is the most commonly calling for violence against the government is Rich Paul, one of the former co-hosts or arrested co-hosts of Free Talk Live. And I've been struggling with how to deal with people like him. They are not war criminals. They're not bad people. They have their hearts in the right place, but they wish to do something or to advocate something that undermines our movement.
I think that's stretching things a bit, and it's been manipulated into what you're claiming, but I don't necessarily think... I've heard Rich say some things, you know, on the radio and everything, but I think in context they were not quite what he was meaning was not quite what people were hearing.
I definitely don't remember a case where he called for it.
Yeah,
he said like that he thinks it's time and things like that, but that's not the same as saying I want this to happen.
Yeah.
I've never heard him say he wants it to happen.
This is an expression of anger that I think he may have been expressing on a number of occasions, as opposed to advocating for actual violence. The thing that makes one a libertarian is that you advocate for peace. So last I checked, he was advocating for peace.
Well, I believe that is his end goal. To me, the statements he has made was significantly troubling. That I have a regimen that I have begun establishing for the last 2 months, by which I believe we can, on an individual basis, enforce nonviolent discipline within our movement. And that is that I think, for me, I give a warning to a person if they have made a threat of some kind or of advocation of violence against the government. If I hear it, I am issuing warning to that person.
Okay, so step one, warning, right?
I will no longer support them with letters and so forth in jail and so forth if they continue making such claims. Mr. Paul has not made such a claim since I have warned him, but I have issued a warning to him. And although I am writing him quite a bit, I do intend to stop writing him if I hear him make such a claim again or such an advocation for violence.
Okay.
You know, it might have been effective because he has seemed to be a lot more calm.
Yeah, I don't feel like he's had a history of advocating violence. And so taking a comment out of context and so on, while I do agree that he said some things that came off as a bit concerning, I don't think reached the level of...
The focus here shouldn't necessarily be on nobody. What Bitcoin Gandhi here is trying to get at is, what are effective methods of enforcing discipline, nonviolent discipline, amongst our community? It's a good topic. Do you have time to hold on, Bitcoin Gandhi?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. 603-283-6160. Are you familiar with any methods of enforcing nonviolent discipline? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More with Bitcoin Gandhi coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number, if you'd like to get your voice on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We were talking with Bitcoin Gandhi about how to enforce nonviolent discipline. And let's bring Bitcoin Gandhi back on the line. Bitcoin Gandhi, you're back. Can you hear us? Bitcoin Gandhi?
Are you there, oh great one?
Mr. Gandhi? Well, the line is occupied, and everything is unmuted properly.
It's possible that he dropped off the line, yeah, maybe. But it's still showing.
If he's on the way to Henniker, isn't there like a lot of...
I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
All right, welcome back. So we were...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Thank you. We were discussing...
I'm so sorry.
We were discussing methods or, you know, ideas for enforcing nonviolent discipline. You, of course, had mentioned step one, you know, send a warning to a guy. Somebody does something that you disagree with or that might be detrimental to, you know, the philosophy of freedom, the idea of voluntary interaction, give a guy a warning. Say, hey, man, I think this is wrong. What other things did you have in mind?
I could not find any lists or suggestions or speeches on this topic, only many people saying that it needs to be done. Just no one would say how it could be done, so I had to invent it myself, or at least try.
So,
but I posted a suggested protocol at forum.shiresociety.com, which you can find there. It's called Enforcing Nonviolent Discipline. And, again, for me, the protocol is warning issued to the person making the inappropriate statements or having done something violent, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, a cutoff of support. But it's really that simple, and it's just a question of whether quite a few of us do that sort of thing or not, right? If 10 or 20 liberty activists who normally write to prisoners in jail stop writing them, that is going to have a heavy effect on the prisoner. And these are the people who do get arrested, right? The ones who are making the blowhard threats.
That's a huge overstatement.
Yeah,
I would not say that. Ian has been the most peaceful of anyone in the movement, I'd say. Like,
yeah, Ian, I've never heard Ian, Arya, Colleen, who else was
Andy
arrested?
Andy or Renee.
Yeah, right.
So yes, you're right. I should say, I'm trying to say, they are usually among the people who get arrested and in trouble.
I don't think there's that many violent people here. That's the problem. So when we're talking about maybe two people, three people at the most over the years.
When it comes to activism, you do put yourself in a position to potentially become arrested.
Right.
I know that that has occurred. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I was going to say, to get back to his actual question, though, like about the protocol, I do think that those are two good and simple steps. And, you know, I think it's a useful thing that he's put it out there because sometimes I do struggle with, like, how to even deal with, like, when people are doing something in the libertarian movement I disagree with. I'm like, what do I do about this? Because I don't want to control them, obviously. Like, the other day, I kind of went, like, off on somebody in a Telegram group because they were annoying me because they weren't taking it seriously. And I just don't like when people don't take things, and when people don't take anything in their life seriously, and everything that comes out of their mouth is a joke, and they're trolling, and it's, this isn't a big deal. Like, somebody made this good Telegram group that had a good purpose, and this guy was walking all over it just blasting it with spam and stupid memes, and I was just like, this is kind of, like, you know, off the topic. Anyways, like, that's not a violent thing, but I'd like to have a protocol for how I react to people in the liberty movement who are doing things that I disagree with and I don't like them doing.
I think this is a bigger than just, you know, somebody doing something that's violent, because there's, you can also do something that's not necessarily violent or advocating violence, but also something that's just distasteful. Like, so there's a gentleman in our community who is probably...
Not my community. I know who you're talking about. Let me
expand on this. People who interact with our community, who are, they don't have libertarian views, I don't feel, but we haven't really kick them out, so to speak. And I think sometimes the best way to deal with these problems is to, one, try and contain the situation, but also lead by example, not to simply, you know, ignore them or kick them out. And, you know, it's one of these things that's kind of a hard thing to do, because these people can frequently be very annoying. You know, they say they may be libertarian, and they're clearly not.
They're mostly righties.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, if all you ever hear is, you know, racism, you know, racist stuff, there's a much more likely chance you're going to be a racist. On the other hand, if you're leading in the racist direction, and you hear, you know, constantly you're hearing libertarian, you know, people
peaceful
talking,
ideas.
You know, peaceful ideas, right, exactly, you're not going to be as likely to go in that direction. So I think to a large degree, trying to kick people out who say things or act in ways that are maybe inappropriate is not necessarily the best way to deal with it. And it should be more of a contain it, speak out against it, you know, lead by example approach, as opposed to, you know, this strict set of ostracization that, you know, you well, might be advocating for.
Bitcoin Gandhi, your thoughts?
Well, I don't have any much to add, except that there is a great deal of statistical evidence now and science behind the idea that peaceable revolutions are much more effective and have a higher success rate than violent ones. It has to do largely with the fact that many, many more people can participate in the peaceful movement.
Yes.
It gets complicated, but it really does, I think, justify some effort on the part of any revolution to make sure that it keeps itself peaceful.
I know that is my preference for any sort of, you know, social or political change, is that it be peaceful and nonviolent. And thank you for the call, Bitcoin Gandhi, and thank you for your efforts for the Crypto Six. Keep us updated on your journey as you go. We're happy to take your call.
Safe travels.
Yeah, I don't even know if it would matter, you know, whether it would make, like, even if it was strategically to your advantage to use violence, I don't think that's necessarily the answer anyway. But certainly I can, you know, understand somebody's perspective of why they will get angry and act out violently.
It's one of the reasons I'm so enthusiastic about blockchain technology. Not necessarily even Bitcoin, not the cryptocurrency aspect of technology. It's just the fact that for the first time, we have infrastructure that supports decentralization. And decentralization allows for more autonomy for individuals.
Build back better.
Right. And so it's the Buckminster Fuller quote. I'm going to paraphrase, but instead of fighting the existing paradigm, build a better system, a better way, right? Build something superior to what currently exists, because you're not going to change anything by fighting what currently exists. You need to build something that does what they do, except better, and in our case, a more voluntary way, which is exactly what the blockchain does.
Absolutely. Spot on.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to comment and get heard here on Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He said the U.S. will deploy a special envoy to North Korea to help refocus efforts on getting the North to abandon its nuclear program. Moon Jae-in is only the second world leader to visit the White House in person since Biden was inaugurated.
It's a reflection of how much we value the 70-year alliance with the Republic of Korea and how essential we know the relations is to the United States, the future of the Indo-Pacific region, and quite frankly, to the world.
President Moon said both leaders are pledging to work closely toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The White House and Republicans are now further apart on infrastructure after the White House lowered the cost of its plan from $2.3 trillion to $1.7 trillion. That's according to Senator Shelley Moore Capita's office. This is USA Radio News. One of the tallest buildings in southern China that shook earlier this week without any explanation has now been closed. The owner of the 71-story SEG Plaza in Shenzhen told everyone to stay out of the tower. He said they're trying to do inspection work to find out why the tower was shaking. The wobbling only lasted for a few minutes, while 15,000 people inside the building were panicking. Officials are having a difficult time finding the cause of the shaking. So far, earthquakes and structural damage have been ruled out. Scientists say a giant iceberg known as A76, which broke off from Antarctica a few weeks ago, won't melt right away. It measures 106 miles long, but is only 15 miles wide and is 1,600 square miles. It's now drifting into the South Atlantic. They say it could take several years before it crumbles and melts away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We're on the air 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not in the Eastern Time Zone, do some math. It's good for you. I hear it's healthy. Reach into the into your pocket and grab the magic rectangle that... contrary to my math teachers in fifth grade who said, you'll never be able to carry a calculator with you wherever you go, so you have to learn this complicated mathematics. Yeah, you actually do carry a calculator with you
right
wherever you go at this point in your life. So sorry to all the math teachers out there who used to say that. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. I'm your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and also in studio...
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can find out more about this at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there using the unofficial Telegram link, and there's also the unofficial forum. Again, find links to those at forkfest.party. I hope to see you there. Come party with the captain and the rest of us. All right, so did you guys have any thoughts on, you know, without government, how would, you know, society prevent a mom from killing her two kids with a meat cleaver?
I feel like society couldn't do that. Like, why would other people?
I mean, they already couldn't, right? So, yeah. Like, but what I'm saying is, like, people will ask that. They'll say, "Well, they'll write this off as a failure of CPS because CPS went in there, they did an evaluation, they didn't find any evidence of anything, and so they just let it be." Which is, I think, the right thing. If there was no evidence, you just go ahead, return it to normal.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't get to control everything and make your environment perfect, and you just have to accept that there are risks in life, and there will be some people who die, some people who die early, some people who don't die. Sometimes you want people to die, but they're not going to die.
I mean, like normal people asking this question and viewing this as like a failure of government to intervene when they talked to her the first time. Like, it's not possible, because that would be like saying somebody who called like a hotline because they were feeling depressed and then later on went on to kill themselves. That's like saying the hotline failed that person.
Yeah.
That's not true. When a person decides they're going to kill somebody or kill themselves, that's their personal decision. There's nothing any government entity or human being can do.
I don't feel like this was a failure issue on the government. Like, the government fails all the time, but the failure was in that they existed in the first place, CPS, not in, you know, that they were actually ever going to be able to stop this from occurring.
I think that Chris's point earlier about, like, what do they do? What they have more of a net bad than net good of what they do. So, like, even if... I don't know. They were powerless to save these children from dying, but if for some reason we could think of a way that they could, I think they'd still be doing more damage. Like, if they all of a sudden had the power to take kids away from any mother who had, like, a mental breakdown or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is you are overly cautious, right? And then you undermine, you know, families, and you damage kids, so to speak, right? Or you don't, and there is some risk that they might get killed, but that risk is really, really tiny. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're overly cautious, you're going to do more damage, and that's kind of usually what happens. Is an agency that's, you know, the idea is you're going to protect kids, is going to be overly cautious, and then they're going to go out and they're going to end up causing more harm to more kids. And whatever, if you even by chance save a few kids, right, you're going to damage a lot more than you've ever been able to save.
Yep.
So.
And the other thing I think that is so weird and people need to get over is that the idea that people who have organized and called themselves something have, you know, more ability to control things and make good things happen than other people who didn't, you know, organize and call themselves something,
right,
like the government.
Right.
Why are those people, who made those people superior to the other people? That just didn't happen.
Oh, they claimed their power themselves. They just one day got together and said, self-appointed. They just one day got together and said, hey, you know what, we're going to be in charge of y'all now.
Yeah, I think there are some things that can be done to reduce the amount of violence that happens, like, within families, but it's actually more about opening up and not making kids effectively. Now, it may not have worked in this case because, what, the kids were 6 or 7 or something?
Yeah.
But at some point, and I know that people are going to, you know, think, oh, this is absolutely crazy, but if you look at history and you look at other countries, there are places that don't have, you know, this welfare state, basically, or their systems are weak or whatever, and you end up with kids being on the street. But the thing is, if a kid decides for themselves that it's better to live on the street than it is to live with their family, you know, who's abusing them, that's their decision, I think, to make, and it may end up saving their life.
I mean, so many good people out there. I feel like in America today, there wouldn't be as many people who ran away from home and just ended up on the streets. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing, right? Like, if you want to help save kids, well, then help them get off the street once they run onto the street, right? That's where they end up.
Get involved in your community.
Right, right. It doesn't necessarily take a government entity. What it does take, though, is respecting the rights of young people to make decisions for themselves, you know, when they're ready to make those decisions.
You make a good point, Bonnie, about, you know, most people are generally speaking, they want to be good people, or they are good people. And I think it was Peakless Mountaineer who brought this up when the Internet was first coming on as a thing. There were a whole bunch of organizations who figured they would need to be an intermediary in between people who wanted to transact on the Internet because of fear of, you know, getting ripped off and this kind of thing. eBay specifically. There was a bunch of companies positioning themselves to be an intermediary for the exchange of money. Okay, you write a check and we'll hold on to it, and then eBay will send the thing, and, you know, this kind of a thing. And all of those companies are out of business. Why are they out of business? It's because the overwhelming majority of all eBay transactions, regardless of the fact that they're anonymous to most people, or like people you've never met before, you have no idea where they live, what they're about, what they do, all those transactions are overwhelmingly honest, which was unexpected from the time. So this is evidence that, you know, despite what your TV tells you out there, listeners, I'm talking to you if you're listening to this program, the best thing that you could do, in my opinion, is turn off your TV and go say hello to your neighbors.
That's kind of why I had to stop watching what South Park calls murder porn.
Yes.
Just like all those TV shows about, like, and then this guy killed this girl, and she was walking outside, she disappeared, and her family couldn't find her. I had a little moment where I was kind of addicted to listening to those, and mm-hmm. I had to sit there and be like I went and got a stun gun and stuff like that. I was like, why am I getting so scared in my own house now, and I wasn't before, and I'm really, like, looking at everybody when I'm walking around like they could be a murderer. I need to stop. Like, I had to self-evaluate and force myself to stop listening to those stories.
Yeah.
There are people who are real addicted to
them. Yeah, fear porn is I've always found it so disgusting.
I hated it when my mom did it.
Yeah, it gives us this environment where we feel like we have to have somebody to protect us, or we have to have somebody, you know, protect our kids or, you know, our family or whatever.
Yeah.
And the reality is, you know, most of us, at least, you know, outside of, you know, some people living in some dangerous areas, are really pretty safe, you know?
It's true. And then if you just self-evaluate, like Bonnie said, and take personal responsibility for your own protection, for your family's protection, if you have a family or a part of a family, that's going to go a long way to making you feel more secure in society. 603-283-6160 is the number. Final segment.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We're a live internet and radio program. Not necessarily in that order. We've been a radio program for well before the internet was available.
I don't know if I go that far.
Well, not, okay, but it was a radio program first.
The early days of the internet, let's put it that
then,
way.
And then even the podcast has been around since, like, podcast was a word.
It predates podcast.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, predates the word.
So we have a caller on hold, and we'll get to her in just a minute. But we're here 7 days a week, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern time. Taking your calls, as always. In the studio tonight for this final segment, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And as usual, we like to say thank you to an amplifier every night. Now, if you're a musician like me, you may have an idea in your head of what an amplifier is. But no, that's not the idea. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And people who help us advertise, market, and promote are called amplifiers. And you can find out all about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. But I want to say thank you tonight to Big Kahuna. Big Kahuna is a gold-level amplifier, which means he gives 10 bucks a month. We only ask for 5. You don't have to give 10. You can give more than 10 if you want, but the minimum is 5. Because we just figured it's harder to process anything less than 5. But if you do contribute $5 or $10 to the amplifier program, you get some perks. There's a special Free Talk Live Facebook group you can join, and a free amplifier-only podcast and that type of a thing. But the real reason is to help us get on more radio stations. We're on about 200 radio stations now. We could be on more. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 or more. It's up to you. Every dollar that comes in through the Amplifier program goes directly to get this program onto more radio stations. So if you've enjoyed any of our content, our hosts and co-hosts, if you've learned something or just been entertained and you want to help spread the message of liberty, peace, and freedom, please consider becoming an Amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Big Kahuna. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Big Kahuna.
You're awesome.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Josie calling from Richmond. Josie, you are on the air at Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening. I'm so angered by what our government is starting to do little bit by little bit by little bit. The latest that I've heard is people who were there on January 6th, and I don't know if they stormed the Capitol or didn't. I know one who did not do anything except pray, and he was shanghaied off to a little closet of a prison in Delaware somewhere. Mm-hmm. But others are still there, and they just are in this solitary confinement, which is what you do to the worst of your prisoners. But anyhow, that's one thing that bothered me. And then
I don't know
the whole case of your situation with the Crypto 6, mm-hmm. is it? But I do believe that, no, you don't have money to what the lawyers normally charge. They're just out of sight. Way people don't have that much money. However, Dartmouth and other colleges are about to graduate some of their good students from law schools, etc. And I thought perhaps a professor could recommend one who's most promising who could take the case for bare bones. And would, or maybe not anything, maybe just to help himself get a reputation, a good reputation, to get started in his law career.
Like a pro bono case or something like that? I understand.
Something like that, yeah. I thought that perhaps that would be of help, or maybe if you need more than one lawyer, you get more than one student,
we need
they
could
work together.
Yeah, we certainly need, the way things are panning out, it seems that each one of them needs their own representation, so their own attorney or attorneys.
Uh-huh.
At least one of them right now is still using a court-appointed attorney, to my knowledge. Maybe more.
That's correct.
I'm not 100% sure if it's just one or...
I believe it's just one.
Yeah.
And then you need a separate somebody to sue the people who broke all the windows and others in your studio.
That's unfortunately,
I think that was uncalled for.
It was, but it's unfortunately a losing case legally because they basically can do whatever they want and they have no liability in that respect.
That may not be true. I know Mark
maybe
has
we could make it a liability
it.
Somehow. I don't know. That would be a question to ask.
Well, usually they don't.
Mark has discussed it as a First Amendment violation, freedom of speech.
Now, that is a case maybe, but it's doubtful.
So
they would have to, like, knowingly...
The Fourth Amendment violation because your effects should be in order, not like they left it.
Agreed.
So I kind of think it would be a Fourth Amendment right.
Should
and
be.
Then the others could be a First Amendment right. All I know is these people languishing in prison because they were there on January 6th, very upset because none of the judges would take even listen to their arguments on the stealing, major high stealing of votes to get the pretend president that we have in there installed. I mean, that's beyond the pale, in my opinion. People languishing in a little tiny closet of it's not a regular jail even. It's a really small place. They can't even take showers, I think, at least unless they, maybe once a week they walk down a hall or something. I don't know the whole story. But I know that one man is now out. Well, he never entered the Capitol, and they had him in there for 10 days in Delaware. And he did nothing but pray outside of the Capitol building. And they still picked him up. So after all this summer last year, mm-hmm. when they had looting and burning and they got nothing, they got no jail time, that's so like a night and day, like you're in another country or something. And this is supposed to be America.
I don't like pointing to other people that should have got more jail time than they did. I just say get rid of the government that has the ability to indiscriminately throw people in cages.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is really. It bothers me too, Josie. And thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. It bothers me too that there is an organization that does this to people repeatedly. They're continuing to do it. They're doing it, and people don't know about it. These are just overt examples that Josie gave where it happens. Guantanamo Bay is still open for. F's sake.
Wait, are you serious? I thought they closed that.
I remember.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, on a show me and Ian were both on one time. I mean, me and Ian and Mark were all on. They were talking about how Guantanamo Bay is still going on, and Mark was saying that it shouldn't be closed.
I'm surprised there's anybody left alive still. They're like open cages, aren't they?
I don't know.
Well, the government. You were talking about net positive or net negative earlier, or was it you?
It was me.
One of you guys was talking about
it. Like, it's a net negative, is what I was saying, as far as government.
Large picture, big picture here. If you look at whether government overall is a net positive or a net negative to society, if you figure that out from a perspective of logic and a perspective of outcome, right? Like perceived, what is America's government supposed to do versus what they actually do? You will find, if you just think about it at a high level and you read the news and, you know, go through a little bit of logic progression, you'll find that government is largely a net negative. There's very little positive that governments do in the net.
Ask yourself this question. What has the government done for you? And then ask, what have you done for the government? Because I can assure almost every one of you is going to say to yourself, well, they've taken a lot of money from me, so that's a negative, right? And then the question is, what have they done positively for you? Because if you think, roads are a really, really small, tiny percentage of what they've taken from you financially.
Very
it's
tiny.
Like
and you could
a
have
percent,
better
like 1%
roads.
Or something like that.
You could have double-decker highways on the Texas highways and have less accidents right now if we were allowed to have private businesses build roads better.
Well, private businesses already build the roads.
Yeah.
It's just that the government controls how much and when.
How much and when and the plans and everything.
Right. There hasn't really been an innovation in the roadways of the United States since I've been alive.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. We could have one of those super fast trains from San Antonio to Austin, but you guys want to drive an hour and 40 minutes and get in 3 car accidents instead because you want to pay the government to pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, and who knows if roads are even, like, you know, what would exist in the absence of government. Perhaps we'd already have transporter technologies by this point. Perhaps we would have jetpacks, perhaps hovercrafts that we were promised in the, you know, 80s that, of course, never came about. We are out of time. This has been Free Talk Live. Visit us at freetalklive.com. We're signing off. Thanks. Peace.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.